Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone out to the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, October 18, 2010. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's my privilege and honor to conduct this meeting. We'll begin tonight's meeting with an invocation by Executive Pastor Danny Dodson from the Central Christian Church, after which we'll be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Councilmember Scott Summers. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Father God, we thank you for the freedom to come here tonight, to be able to conduct this meeting, and to know that you are present with us even as we're here. Thank you for your promises being true to us, and that we live in a country with such freedoms and rights. And Father, thank you for this great city. I personally thank you right now for each of these who are serving us as representing us. And I ask your blessing upon them and the decisions that they make, the discernment and wisdom that they need as they press forward to help us continue to be a great city. And Father, I pray for their families. I ask your blessing upon each one of them in their daily lives. Thank you, Father, for your provision and your watch care over us. And we ask your blessing upon this time tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
One nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Great. You know, the financial well-being of our community is an important to all of us. I mean, as we found out in the last couple of years or so, as our community members struggle, we struggle as a government, and we struggle as a community as a whole. I don't know of anybody who has not been affected, impacted in one way or another, either they themselves personally or with a friend, a neighbor, a family member who has suffered through this terrible financial challenge that we have. But even in good times, we as Americans seem to struggle sometimes with managing our finances. And this is such a significant issue that we, the city of Mesa, in a service to our citizens, has joined together with four great organizations: the Certified Financial Planner Board of Standards, the Financial Planning Association, the Foundation for Financial Planning, and the United States Conference of Mayors, to provide a free service to our citizens this Saturday, October 23rd, at the Mesa Convention Center from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is Financial Planning Day. They asked us as part of this to have a proclamation, so we've proclaimed that. And just a couple little bits of information. In 2009, Americans' cumulative consumer debt was $2.5 trillion. And in 2010, Americans' cumulative credit card debt has grown to almost $1.18 trillion, which is nearly $6,500 per cardholder. Now, that's especially scary when you look at that the average person between the ages of 41 and 54. Golly, Dennis, you and I are fast growing out of that age, aren't we? That's scary. Has a retirement savings of only $30,000 total, and we all know what Social Security is not going to do for us long term. So this is a great event that I hope as many of our citizens take advantage of as they can. This is a free service with qualified financial planners, Mesa Convention Center, this Saturday, October 23rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and it's a privilege for me to proclaim this as Financial Planning Day. And this will be the first of what we hope is an ongoing effort to bring those who are willing to serve and help out our citizens at no cost to them or obligation to them. The next item on the agenda is the consent agenda, and this evening we'll have Kevin Christopher reading the consent agenda.
Encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, the blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Arizona, one-day event, October 23rd, 1924 West 8th Street. Items 3B and 3C, act on liquor license for Dobson Association, one-day events, November 13th and February 25th, 2455 West Laguna Azul Avenue. Items 3D through 3H, act on liquor license for Knights of Columbus, one-day events, November 6th, December 4th, January 8th, February 5th, and March 5th, 1534 North Wrecker Road. Item 3I, act on liquor license for Neighborhood Economic Development Corporation, one-day event, November 5th, 270 West Main Street. Item 3J, act on liquor license for Cabo's Sports Cafe, 1017 North Dobson Road, Suite 110. Item 3K, act on liquor license for Paradise Music Food Entertainment, 1749 West Main Street. Item 3L, act on liquor license for Rotolo's Pizzeria, 1641 South Stapley Drive. Item 3M, act on liquor license for MaxMart, 735 East McKellops. Item 4A, act on contract to purchase predictive modeling system for police department, partially funded by COPS grant. Item 4B, act on contract to purchase a motor bridge dispatch system for the police department, fully funded by the 2009 Homeland Security grants. Item 4C, act on contract to purchase replacement nerve agent antidote kits for the fire department, fully funded by the Federal Homeland Security Grant Program, Metropolitan Medical Response System, MMRS grant. Item 4D, act on contract to renew term supply and maintenance contract for fire extinguishers for the fire department. Item 4E, act on contract for janitorial supplies for citywide use. Item 4F, act on contract for city's annual replacement program of personal computers with 5 years or more of use. Item 4G, act on contract for public safety training facility improvements, funding available in the fiscal year 10-11 fire bond program. Item 4H, act on contract for chilled water pumps, chiller, and boiler replacement, funding available in the fiscal year 10-11 facility maintenance operating budget. Item 4I, act on contract for purchase of additional web-based dispatcher software licenses and implementation services for the police department's mobile command center in the amount of $52,116.80. This is fully funded by the 2009 Homeland Security grant. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a grant agreement with the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission to accept grant funds for training and travel, equipment, and overtime for the police department's forensic services section. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a grant agreement with the Arizona Criminal Justice Commission to accept grant funds for training and travel for the police department's forensic services section. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute a grant agreement with the governor's office of highway safety to accept grant funds for overtime for the police department for DUI enforcement. Item 5D has been deleted. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute an amendment to the agreement between Salt River Project and the City of Mesa for construction and sale of the Greenfield substation. Item 6A, introduction of ordinances amending various sections of the Mesa City Code regarding traffic modifications. Item 7A, act on ordinance regarding Z10-23, 1017 North Dobson Road, allowing commercial recreation entertainment land use within a C2 zoning district. And item 7B, act on ordinance regarding Z10-24, 1454 South Crisman Road for a rezone. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. On 7B, 10-024, Kevin, that what you, on my agenda, it's 10-023.
I've got 23 is 7A and 24 for 7B.
Okay. I think the numbering system is just a little different.
Okay.
Because I have three letters. Okay. That's fine. As long as it's read in correctly, okay. I think we're fine. We okay? Or do we need to get the ordinance right?
Mayor, I'm not sure I understood your question. 7B is Z10-24.
You know what? I was reading the number to the left of that, which is a different number. Thank you very much for pointing that obvious omission on my and looking at the wrong place on mine. I feel really dumb now, but thank you. Thank you. Councilmember Higgins joins me in my obvious looking in the wrong place. Thanks. Okay. Is there any member of the City Council which would like to remove an item from the consent agenda? Ms. Crocker, are there any requests from the public to remove an item?
No requests, Mayor.
We have a motion, entertain a motion. We have a motion from Councilmember Summers, a second from Vice Mayor Jones. Before we go, we have one card in support to from a citizen in support of an item, which is item 3L, Ms. Courtney Herzog wishes to voice her support. She's not wishing to take it off or to speak about it. Okay, is there any discussion? Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative, and the consent agenda is approved. We have one item on items for citizens present. Ms. Kimberly Tavery. Ms. Tavery, please restate your name and your address for the record, please, and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Kimberly Towery. My address is 1608 West Plana Avenue. I live in the southwest part of Mesa, and I just wanted to simply say thank you to City Council for the renovation of the canal between the collaboration of Chandler and Mesa. I've really appreciated it with the landscape and the solar lighting that's been added. I've definitely seen a lot of traffic on there, so it's very nice to see people out and about. So I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Thank you so very much. And I apologize for ruining your name. Apparently I'm not reading very well today.
That's okay.
So Kimberly Towery. Thanks, Ms. Towery. Okay. Any further business? No further business? We have a motion from the Vice Mayor, a second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you so very much. Appreciate it.